Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are in line. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Yes, sir. You on, brother?
What? Well, brother Drew. Before we go into our lecture on the geometrical science of Amanya and her geometrical instruments, and see, our body, brother Drew, falls up under the number 19. We're gonna discuss that, but something hit the news, Brother Drew, and I wanted to let everybody know that's listening and that's with your group and our group and stuff, and that's going back into, a lot of people go back into the archives after the show that don't pick it up, is that the appointed president this week gave a speech. He told the American people something that ain't nobody heard him talk, Brother Drew. The most significant thing about that speech is he told you that you people are breaking the federal constitution. Trump told your ass that. He said, you people keep breaking the federal constitution. we ain't going to have that. Well, the key thing to that, Brother Drew, is when he said that is the beginning of the new world order. You still there with me, Drew?
Oh, yeah, I'm listening. I got you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I heard that sound like when they cut your ass. He told us that we were going to quit breaking the federal constitution, the people that live in the United States. When he said that, Brother Drew, that means one thing, that they are getting ready. They already done wrote another national Republican constitution they've been introduced to the United States. America already done wrote the constitution that we're going to be put up under. I want you to understand, I'm doing it real slow so you get good at damn understanding. America done already wrote the constitution of what we're going to be put up under. When they do that, Brother Drew, that means that everybody will be up under a federal, run by the federal government. Every ass in America, in the United States, will be up under that because you are of America. That means that the only way that they can do this is they do away with no more state constitution and no more state political parties. Because as we speak now, the federal constitution don't make no provision for a political party other than the federal. And you can go into the damn constitution and tell you that right now. The one that we supposed to be under, that people, the states, when they started, the states started having their constitution, and where they went and broke what America's original constitution was, that shit, wasn't nobody telling that shit. When we go back in history, Brother Drew, after Thomas Jefferson died, that was the end of the states following. They had their own agenda. Each state had their own agenda. That's why in 1870, the federal, when they gave the emancipated slaves, they emancipation in 1870, you were supposed to be free with equal rights. That's the way it reads. And segregated in the United States. That was what your peace treaty wrote, read. Meaning that you were separated from them people. That's what you, but they broke that damn rule. They didn't give us, Brother Drew, what the Constitution said until what, 100 years later? 1970. It took them 100 years to do what was written in that, because they done broke it, this shit, from 100 years of what they call segregation in the South. And up under their state rules and regulations and policy. You see, we were supposed to have been given equal from the jump street. When I got my school books, 8, 9, 10, and 15 different goddamn white boys that I knew in Crockett, Texas, name was in the book, no more than 6, Brother Drew. It was hard for you to get a book that wasn't 6 years old, that a white student had used for 6 years before they sent it over to the black school. I know this goddamn shit because that's what I did in the summertime. I worked with Harvey King, who was the assistant principal. Me and Julius Odom and Danny Hunter and my cousin Willie Alton, we went to the white school. They paid us to go to the white school. We were riding It Williams pickup truck, go over there and pick up the books and bring them back and we would have to sort them and get them ready for it. That's what we did in the summertime. Also with the goddamn football equipment. We had to go, Fessler had to take the football equipment, the old, and make us some in the shop. Same way with the goddamn typewriter. We had to rebuild the typewriters that we got from school. We had to build 20 typewriters. When I got to this ring, I type faster than anybody because I had to build my own typewriter, Brother Drew. I had a steam race on that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, I built my own. Oh, I had an Underwood at first, and they came out with that raw typewriter, and it was faster than that Underwood. And boy, I rebuilt me one. And boy, I got classmates now, Hattie Long and Patricia Robbins. They told Mr. King they didn't want to sit next to me because they was flunking the typing class because they listened to me. They trying to keep up with me throwing my character. I had that character where it was almost automatic. That was the key, how fast you throw your character. Speed. When I left high school, I was typing 85 words a minute, Brother Drew. Shit. I could pop now. But this is what Trump is telling you. They even to do away with this shit in America, you finna come to the new world order of America will be a national republic Constitution ran by the federal, and everybody see that goes back to Executive Order 1101. When we go to those 12 executive orders, Brother Drew, we see that 1101 says that America would take over the workforce. Well, that's the only goddamn order that ain't been put in existence of them other 11 orders, all the other ones the federal government is in control of them 11 that John F. Kennedy put out in 1964, him and his brother wrote these 11. See, the most powerful document in the United States is the register, not the goddamn Constitution. It's the register, and most black people don't ain't never heard of what I just said. And that's the most powerful doctrine, not the Constitution, not the preamble, not the Bill of Rights, but the National Register. That means that a president can take complete control with executive orders and declare martial law, and you ain't got no government. You ain't got no government no more. You ain't got no state government no more. That's reading. Donald Trump will go down in history as the first appointed president of the New World Order of America. That's what they call it in the protocol, Brother Drew. And he just announced that this week. I wanted to get into that so we won't be so goddamn blind on what's going down, what's been to go down. Also, what we talking about right now, supposedly in August, the Pope gonna tell you that they're in contact with other beings outside of the galaxy, and they're calling it Planet X. But it ain't Planet X, that's Nubia. That's the mothership. that's why we know who it is, Brother Drew. See, we know it's the mothership. See, because the mothership, your ass been in this goddamn shit. See, it was one thing. See, one of the key things in the Bible, see, the whole story put in the Bible, Brother Drew, at the sixth chapter of Revelation and 8, it'll tell you that when we get close to ancient Nubia, you will see a blood moon. And this blood moon, after you see this blood moon, it'd be a great earthquake. Well, 2018, Brother Drew, we done seen 2014, 2015 blood moons. And I did these numbering system on it, Brother Drew. three of them was came up with the number seven, meaning it was perfect. The moves was perfect, and then the last one came up. The number was eight, 1 degree above perfect, and said that book, the Bible reads, said we would see a great, great. Well, Brother Jew, 2 days after that, you can Google this shit. The earthquake, the biggest earthquake that ever hit Thailand, struck. That let us know that we getting closer and closer to the mothership, meaning that Amun-Yah will be in range of your goddamn ass to kill you with the four elements. You know what the four element is. It is in the Bible. It reads real funny. It say your ass would be trying to hide up under bricks and shit, trying to get away from the weather. And y'all go up under that earth, up under the mountain, and pull your ass out and open the earth up and swallow your ass and won't see you no more. That's the way the Bible reads. Well, we can go back over there, Thailand and China, and the book read that one person would be laying next to you in a bed, Brother Drew. I found this very interesting because, see, Yahshua signs through symbols and numbers this numbering system we're going to talk about. That earthquake over in China, that man was laying in the bed with his wife. The earth swallowed her ass up and closed up and left him and the child on the other side, killed her in the earthquake. Well, all of this shit is written in this Bible. That's what would happen during that damn period of time. If we was watchmen and watch, that's all I say. All me and you got to do, y'all say if we knew her, we would watch and wait for her signs, and she would show us the signs. And she's showing us the sign. The Pope finna tell your ass that she, you in range. See, every year the weather get worse and worse, Brother Drew. Worse and worse. That's right. That's what you say. See, every year it get worse and worse. And I find it very interesting when you talk about this reptilian down in the caves, Brother Drew. Some people are living down there. They've been stuck down there ever since, trying to get back to from the black hole.
All right.
That's another lecture that we got to do too on the caves. who live in the caves? See, when Forrest Stahl and what's McCall told about that, they got bumped off or something. But when we get a good understanding of what's been to pop off right now. Now, everybody has its place in this system. Everybody will have its place. You know, it's so funny, Brother Drew, from us studying, they wrote down everything that they was going to do, but you had to know how to decipher it. It was here. And the reason that me and you can decipher this, Brother Drew, is in our DNA. We picking up the original bloodline of Amun-Yah. This is who you and I are right now.
Right.
Some of us is at different levels. I just happen to be at a level that I'm was designed to be. You see, when we understand this numbering system, Brother Drew, deals with geometrical system. See, everything that's in creation is geometry. A subject that what? We hate it. Brother Drew, we hated geometry. In school, geometry and physics? Oh, hell no. Chemistry? alchemist? Oh, hell no. But see, it's in our DNA, Brother Drew, that we already knew this if we hadn't mixed our seeds with the reptilian, which is the germanic race of people. We call them white folks. Get a good goddamn understanding. If we hadn't never mixed our seed with the white folks. And the only reason that, you know, I'm getting something noise up through. Oh, if we mixed our seed through him conquering us, see, you can see in 2018 that the white man has conquered every colored race of people and had children by them. All the civilized world, the white man has got the booty. So this colored woman of all of these tribes created another race of people, which is a human reptilian. Half human, half reptilian. The same as he is. And the only way that you're going to understand that, you had to go back to the beginning. You had to go back to the Anunnaki. That's me and you, Brother Drew, and the reptilian. That's Japheth's children. And you go to the sixth chapter of Genesis, and it clearly tells you that these reptilians made it with the daughters and the sons of man, which was Japheth's children. Let's get it good. That's the ones that was in the Caucasus Mountain. We call them crackers, white folks, peckerwoods, a whole lot of different names we call them. These people right here, these reptilians had babies by these Anunnakis up here. Now, in the sixth chapter of Genesis, it reads that the children of these Anunnakis became giants, all kinds of things you read in the sixth chapter of Genesis of what they became on earth. This is what you're looking at today, the children of the gods. It's white people. And you are the offspring that they made it with when they conquered your ass. And that's why when they made it with you in 2018, we can tell that how much of his bloodline that he got in you right now, Brother Drew, with hematology, is what is your blood type. Because all Anunnaki's blood type was Cypher. You call it an O, but that's a Cypher when we get into the ancient numbering system, which we're finna get into. That's the Cypher. You have Cypher positive, Cypher negative. The reason you have Cypher positive, Cypher negative, in this language it would be O positive, O negative blood, is because of the second law of nature. It's because we live in the second law of the laws of nature, 12 laws of nature, is the laws of opposites, meaning that everything you see is dualist system that came out of a geometric system. See, everything that you see in creation is geometry, meaning that it's geometric, and that you don't see is physics. It's male, meaning that it's electromagnetic energy. Magnetic energy is female energy. You can see that. You can see the female. Now, 9 senses, but 5 senses you can see, feel, and touch, taste. That's feminine. Your male system, which is 4 senses, carries with it 4 senses, you can't see that. Telepathic, clairvoyant, psychopathic, intuition. You can't see that. That's male. The only way you have a good understanding those 4 senses kick in is your dietary law. You can't eat the foods of the gods for your male senses to kick in. If you eat the foods of the gods, then you can't have that. If you eat the bloods of animals like the gods eat. See, your Bible is very clear about don't eat the foods of the gods. And then your Bible put in there forbidden foods, because these foods was forbidden because this was the food of the gods that came down, the reptilians, and his children, who is a Germanic tribe, the Germanic race of people that lived in the Caucasus Mountain. Magog and Gog were supposed to be the most evils of these two tribes. According to the Bible, these two tribes was the cursed tribes. Brother Drew, they had genocide the whole world. Well, in 2018, we know who Magog and Gog is, Brother Drew. And the Zionist Jew that wrote this Bible didn't tell no damn lie on him, on his cousin, their cousins. So you go to the 10th chapter of Genesis, they give you the bloodline of Japheth's children, Ham and Shem, these 3 brothers and their children, each nation according to their tongue. They all kinfolks that brought their ass over here to High Yah country, Brother Drew. Crossed the waters and brought that shit over here to us. Now Yah done got her people and finna hold them up a can of whoop ass on them. See, your blood type should be, oh, how you know in 2018 that they in your system is, if you look like me and Drew and your blood is A positive or A negative or B positive or B negative or AB or any of the other offshoot bloodline, if that's your type of blood, then he in your system bad. And the only way that you can get him out of your system is through your dietary laws. It's harder for to get him out of the people, the black people that look like me and you, brother. It's hard for him to digest this information we're talking about. That's the reason it says many are chosen, but only a few come. I mean, he ain't going to learn this, but we do have witness, Brother Drew, that the mind that's off into a body that gets this type of blood so it can live is Kohen. The Kohen dietary laws is different from the people that call themselves Christian. He on the dietary laws of the Anunnaki. You see what I'm saying, Brother Drew? Because Cole should notice knowledge. What Kohen know, he should know it because he got too much of that bloodline in him. But he become a mutation. He mutated out of that. So there is hope for people with that blood. So you know me, I start at the top and we, in a chronological order. We do everything in a chronological order. when you do it, when you become a living being, your blood is very important. That's when they used to have blood tests all the way up until 1970. And you see, when they start not blood testing, they'll look at all these lunatics that's walking around, the children. They on mind controlling drugs and killing and stuff. See, this is mixing the wrong blood with the wrong blood. They used to didn't let you do that in the United States. It used to be they have a problem with that. But see, when we go back to the drawing board, see, Amun-Yah drew us first on a drawing board with the 19th geometrical numbering system of Amun-Yah, using the number 19 to explain how she created us in her mind, Brother Drew. The creation was in the mind.
Uh-huh.
And she stored it in the brain with certain numbers to the system that you and I would always see, that we could take the number 19 and it would tell us how we was designed, how we was made. See, you can't understand yourself until you understand how you was made. Big Mama told me that. She says you first got to know how you made before you can understand self. She says first thing a person will say, you tell them, you know yourself, the first thing come out of your mouth is a goddamn lie. You know shit about yourself. Because if I ask you, Big Mama say, how your system runs and how many systems you got, you can't tell me. You don't know nothing about your system. So how can you protect what's inside of you, your systems, if you don't know yourself? Because see, Big Mama say, when you become a being, then what kind of being is you? Because once you become a being, that means you come up on a dualist system. That means that you are alive. Now, but how is you alive? You become alive first, physically. And then you have to become alive mentally. So when you become alive physically, you mentally can't take care of your goddamn self, Brother Drew. If you try to take care of yourself, your ass would be dead within 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You starved to death because you couldn't feed yourself, so you have no mental idea of a damn thing. So somebody has to teach you common sense. And that ain't taught by a motherfucker with a doctor's degree, with a magna cum laude, summa cum laude, or cum laude. Common sense is taught to you by an uneducated person. That's where you find common sense. Because, see, my teaching came from uneducated person who had common sense. Great-great-grandpa couldn't read and write this shit. Not this language. He could read and write his language, but not this. The Yala Kwadash, the original language, he can read and write that. But he didn't work with this. He called just what it was. I didn't know what he was talking about at that age. That these were heathens and pagan barbarians come over here to his land. And when you go look in the dictionary and look up the word pagan, heathen, and barbarian, it don't say the Nice boys. You see, everybody that was Mongolians, Johann Blumenbach, a German anthropologist, renamed everybody and called us a race of people. He said that they were the Nice boys and called them the Chinese, the Burmese, the Japanese. And then everything from the land of Ham, he says y'all was the Ite boys. You became a Hamite, a Jebusite, a Kemite, all the Ite boys, Brother Drew. And when this son of a bitch named himself, he named himself Man. He became the Irish man, the English man. the man tell you who the ape was and the niece was, they're going to carpet your ass. And that was the beginning of racism, Brother Drew, when we trace history in a chronological order, when John F. Blumenbach and Robert Cunningham did that, all the European colleges and school system picked that school of thoughts up, that's who they were. So that you don't know who the Magog and Gog is right now. In a certain time and period, you not know that because you didn't start in a chronological order on tracing the history. So when we go back to the drawing board and back to the beginning, we start with the number 19. Our geometrical instrument that was made for us was a compass and a square. You cannot build anything without a compass and a square. You have to have a compass and a square. Those are the two most important. You have to have other geometrical instruments to do, but you cannot start a foundation or nothing without a compass and a square. The knowledge of the compass is the knowledge of the 11th system of your body, which means the number 11 means one-on-one. It's one system. And it only has one system. It holds one system in it. The cipher, which you call an O, or a circle, represents Amenyah. It's 360 degrees, meaning knowledge can't get in, knowledge can't get out. When she was designing you, she made you this, but something happened to you. You had to know what happened to you when you come through the black hole. From the 19th galaxy to the 12th galaxy. You and I are cruising in the 12th galaxy, Brother Judah, 1,000 miles per hour. We used to be cruising at 1,050 miles an hour, but the Earth done got so goddamn heavy, it's only traveling through space at 1,000 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
So it's slowed down and it's out of orbit. And it's out of balance, man. We wobbling through space because we're getting close to the mothership. That's how you know you're getting in the mothership atmosphere. You ain't in your atmosphere. It's because the Earth will slow down and these things will start happening. The most important system of your brain is only one system, the number 11 system, where you should be one-on-one with that system. It's a funny thing, Brother Drew, how when you know how you are made, then and how your systems work is that the number one thing for the body, the body is made with the square, it's in the trunk. The number one system, which is your number one system, your brain, it gets fed last, Brother Drew, because it has to travel through the endocrine system,
uh-huh,
which is 10 systems. It has to travel through the endocrine system for the plasma to get to the brain to feed the brain, to keep memory stored in the brain. And that's your food, Brother Drew. You have to have high, powerful foods to go through your 10 systems that's in your square, which is the trunk of your body, called the endocrine system. You have to have that many food that feed all of these systems here before it go feed the brain. When it's when it's circling through the veins and the capillaries and all, and it goes through that a split second, Brother Drew. That's how fast the this shit goes through at a split second.
Right.
You're going
right.
to nourish in your brain. And if your brain is not getting the right food and getting the foods of the gods, then you're going to act like the food. You're going to act like the rip killing you. But if you get the right foods, then you can memorize. You're able to memorize what these other 10 systems is made of and which one is the most important. See, if you are mentally alive, Brother Drew, you wouldn't kill your goddamn ass physically. Do you hear me what I'm saying? What Grandpa used to tell me? If you mentally alive, you wouldn't kill your ignorant ass physically because you would eat the right foods, your ass alive. You see what great-great-grandpa was telling me? I ain't know a damn thing about this. But now I'm breaking this shit. Yeah, I'm breaking this shit down. Now, when we go into the endocrine system, we ask ourselves a question. What is the number one, number two, number three, number four system? Amanyah gave us the number one system. She taught us this. She put it in our DNA that we were supposed to memorize this. If we're getting the right food, getting the right answer, on the right track, you should memorize this. The most important system in your body is your lymphatic system, Brother Drew. That's your immune system. That's your immune system. The reason that the immune system is the number one system that got to be have the right type of food, right exercise, right every damn thing. Everything got to be running right, goddammit. In the immune system, can't be no bullshit. In the immune system, don't your ass going to catch a cancer or disease or a tumor? If your immune system ain't running right, ain't fed right, why is this, Brother Drew? Because your immune system, everything is in a dual system, Brother Drew. You got two blood systems, Brother Drew, that runs through our body. You got one blood system that's red that you can see. The other blood system, you can't see it. It's called your lymphatic fluid. It's a colorless fluid in the tissues of the body that is blood without the red. Fluid in body, blood and lymphatic fluids, if you don't, this here ain't in tip-top shape, this lymphatic fluid, then you're going to have a tumor, a cancer, and all kinds of goddamn health issues just because your number one system is your immune system and it deals with your dietary laws and you don't know that. And everybody that's over here, that's human reptilian, including me, Brother Drew, we're paying the price of not knowing this when we was young. Because we ate pork from the rooter to the shooter and call it soul food.
Right.
Still doing it and calling it soul food. But we are in the period that we're close to Nibiria and the mothership, that her people be coming out of her. And then you'll get this teaching. This teaching is for the babies. It goes through the minds. All you have to do is, it's in the blood now, the DNA is done caught up, where all I have to do is tell you, you automatically goddamn see it. It ain't nothing but mathematically speaking. Hell, if you got cipher blood in you, you automatically see. But is you, will you come out? That's the $64,000 question. Will your ass come out? When this lymphic system is your first system, the second system is called your circulatory system, Brother Drew. And your circulatory system, it is the one that feeds your body the plasma, the blood, to feed the other end. This is number two. Now, if the immune system is not working right, then the circulatory system can't work right, because here we go back to the foods, Brother Drew. If number two, the circulatory system is where your immune system fluids and blood, plasma, flow through this system. The system has to be free, Brother Drew. It can't get clogged up. That's why your dietary laws is important. Because what we know about the hog got a little worm in it that's no bigger than your capillaries, and it starts clogging your arteries up, and the major organ of your circulatory system is what, Brother Drew? It's the heart. The major muscle of the circulatory system, it pumps blood through its four chambers, two ventricles and two, left ventricle and right ventricle, left and right aorta. And this blood into the lungs, where it gets oxygenized, return back to the heart, and then pump out through the aorta to the rest of the body. The valve regulates the flow of the blood between the chambers. Can't be no poke worms in that goddamn circulatory system. And once you eat a piece of pork, the worm is there. That's what they tell you about the worm that eats your ass up. It's the worm inside of you. Eat your ass up really when you die. Especially when they used to embalm people. You see, that worm, the last one you see is the whale. They got a lot of ancient history on the worm that was in your body. That's there. When your ass die, it eats your ass up. That's come from that hog eating him. The major organ is that heart in your circulatory system, Brother Chu. That's deep. See, now the next system, the third system, is your excretory system. And your excretory system, Brother Drew, see, all this shit work if it ain't clocking, Brother Drew. You see, if the shit ain't clocking, then your body is malfunctioning. And see, we got to know this, man. All of this is due to what we eat. See, when I went back and did this study shit, I got to stop some shit that I'm eating. Because I looked at this week when I was going back through this lecture. I did it many a time. Me and Sonya did it a lot together. But, man, I realized that, hell, you kill your goddamn self. But you kill yourself because you're not mentally aware of it. And you can be mentally aware of it and still kill your goddamn self. You kill yourself here. Don't nobody else kill you, shit. You kill yourself with the food you eat. And the food you eat is how you think. And then it puts you back into the thinking of Amanyah when you eat Amanyah's food, which she put down here for you to eat at this time period. And then what not to eat. The kids don't eat forbidden foods. The major organs of the excretory system is your kidneys. If waste laden blood enters the kidney and the kidney filter out urine, excessive water, and other waste products, which eventually travel out of the kidney as urine. That's the reason, function. You can look up in the sky and down there say, here I come. Your ass is dead.
Right.
Your ass is dead. Your ass is dead in 12 mLs. And all because of this worm and wrong food in your blood system hitting that kidney, it finally makes the kidney catch a tumor or cancer because of the food you eat. And then you got a problem. Your ass can die. You don't cut your time short. And the next organ of the excretory system. You there with me, Brother Drew?
Oh, yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay. I keep hearing some clicking. I didn't know we had clicked this far. The next organ of the kidneys is your rectum. And I had to tell my doctor this this week at the VA hospital when she called me and talking about a colonoscopy and shit. I told her that you got to find another way other than that because the rectum is solid food waste traveling out of the body through the rectum, meaning all of the food that couldn't be used as plasma turns to a solid, and you have to get it out of your body, don't even kill your ass. You have to get your waste out, because if you don't, it becomes toxin in your body. Now, did you see what the function of the rectum was, Brother Drew?
Yeah.
It says solid food waste travel out of the body through the rectum. I told my doctor the definition of the rectum. It didn't say something to go in the rectum. It said out. And you ain't sticking no tube up my ass. The rectum is not designed for you to put something in it. It is designed for something to come out of it. I had to get her ass straight. You know I got it straight, brother. Shit. And see, the next system, the fourth system, Brother Drew. Now, that system is one of the most important systems in your body, because you hear a lot of people who say that word don't even know what they're talking about, Brother Drew. But that system that the next system that you're talking about is your nervous system. See, you have some nerves that you can't see that runs through your body that control and send signals to your cipher, to your brain, and get waves from it. See, your nerves send waves through your system that get messages from the brain. And you hear a lot of people say, shit, you get on my nerves. That means you're getting on the mind. You see?
Right.
Right. And see, these nerves, if they get out of whack, Brother Drew, it's something alter the system through you, because you haven't had a dietary, good dietary law. Let me know something, Brother Drew, that although I have changed my ways, I had damaged my body to where if I fail in my 6 days of being on earth and I hadn't treated my body right for the 5 days I would be on earth, that if I fall in some water off of a dock, that I was going to create a sciatic nerve due to the fact that I had drove truck 40 years and had this thing from the bouncing in the truck. But I activated it when I fell due to the fact that I had piss-ass poor dietary laws. Now, that was my experience with not honoring this system and not really knowing. Now, I know, but I didn't learn this properly, but I know because it was taught to me in school, it was taught to me at home. Joe Jacks taught it to me. Professor Hopkins taught it to you, would beat your ass. He's a coach. They call it PE, physical education. That's what they call it. You get 30 minutes of home and 30 minutes of playing. They call it PE in my school. And then when you went and took biology, Joe Jackson would teach you this shit in a deep form of this. But when you a child, you don't pay that shit no mind. But when you get older, then you can see where you have to, the child has to pay how your body functions and how you made. You're a very unique computer, and it ain't but one of you. Ain't nobody got your toe print, eye print, fingerprint, a voice print. You were made very unique in the mind. See, everything that you see is mind. Fifth system, Brother Drew, is your respiratory system. Now, your respiratory system, Brother Drew, why is it so important
for
you to, right, for you to eat the right food is because when that major organ that pumps that goddamn air to you, your lung, if it quit pumping, your ass is dead. You don't die from no heart attack. You die from an attack on your lungs. Breath is taken away from you. And it is very important that you take care of them lungs. But inside of them lungs is the major organs and their function. And if any parts of that get diseased, you know it. And as many of you can see in 2018, Brother Drew, that everybody's respiratory system is damaged highly. Because you got allergies, you got bronchitis. And see, once your bronchitis get aggravated, your pulmonary organs, and all of this, we'll get into this one next week because I see that clock is rolling, but we're going to understand how we was made on the drawing board before your ass get on the cooling board, because a cooling board and a drawing board, they're the same board, Brother Drew. The same board that an architect laid you out and designed and built you, it's the same board that the undertaker put your ass on to perform surgery on your ass, to embalm you. So we're going to see how we was made on the drawing board before we get on the cooling board, Brother Drew. And the key is your food. These systems run high on food. You got to change it. Shema Yahawada, Yah Abinya, Ika Kamariya. Next week, Brother Drew.
All right, Pete.